Jane, we've talked a lot about skin today, so what can we all do to keep our skin in good condition?
Well, the skin itself does a pretty good job of keeping itself healthy, so we don't need to do too much. So we need just to make sure that we're keeping ourselves fresh and clean, I guess by washing. But that is something we tend to do a bit too much of in modern society. Overwashing or too much detergent or too much exfoliation can in some ways be bad for the skin. And it is important as you get older to use a little bit more moisturiser because our grease glands stop working as we get older. So those two things are important. And in the long term, best not to have too much sun.
Right, because I know moisturiser is one of those things. It's a multi-million dollar industry.
Multi-million, yes.
And you wonder, is the science behind it legitimate?
Of course, very expensive skin creams contain all sorts of wonderful ingredients. However, probably the most important ingredient is some sort of oily, greasy thing that will actually just produce some barrier function on the skin.
I recently tried a face mask that made me look like a ghost. It was like ectoplasm. It was
sounds
very
like
bizarre.
A perfect one for Halloween.
Yes, exactly. It's got a use then. Yes. And how about the food we eat? Is there something we can do in our diet?
Well, probably as long as we eat a well-balanced diet, nothing special. Certainly if you're low on the various vitamins, it can make your skin look not so healthy or doesn't heal so well. But a well-balanced diet with vitamins and minerals is all we need.
Brilliant. Glad to hear it. So thank you so much, Jane. And thank you to all our guests this week, Stuart Brown, Annette McLeod, Matt Lodder and Zhenan Bao.